This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. But once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
So, as usual, much to discuss. Of course, your calls are the primary element. If you make them, you may bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. But tonight, I wanted to talk about the debate that happened last night. I did not see the full debate. I did see the Ron Paul excerpts.
I saw the whole thing.
From the debate. And, Michelle, I don't imagine you saw any of it.
No. I'm sure I missed some profound statements and some great promises, and I'm sorry I was doing
You're
something
not sorry.
Fun.
Yeah. But that's okay. So, you know, between the three of us here, we'll kind of reflect on what was and was not, I guess, part of last night's debate. And I have to say, Ron Paul, it's good to have him back, because I would never watch a Republican debate if it weren't for Ron Paul being in it.
I would enjoy
the
debate.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy it. And I've got to say that Gary Johnson was on that stage, and there were five people on the stage, three sort of conservatives and two libertarians, and between the two of them, it really gave legitimacy to the ideas. You've got to try to imagine what was happening on that stage. There's two libertarians, one, Ron Paul's perhaps, articulates the message in a little more principled fashion than Gary Johnson. I still think that the end results would be very similar between the two politicians if they happened to get the office of president. But the other three, you've got all three of them were pretty flawed candidates. The one fella, Herman Cain, he didn't have anything to say. He said it beautifully. He has a nice, deep, rich voice. Looks very presidential. But he said almost
Americans
nothing.
Americans love that.
Well, essentially what he said. He said, "America is America to America, 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 America."
Woo!
You know, it was just disgusting, right? And then there's Santorum up there, who's got to be the most conservative, socially conservative of the lot. And you know, he has, as a candidate, been entirely just shot through. The internet has got him. If you look up Santorum on the internet, you will see that it is synonymous with a frothy mixture of fecal matter or something like that.
I mean, like, frothy mixture of fecal matter. Sorry, I was going for a picture. I'm getting there are the adjectives.
It's
I'm
gross.
Going frothy, and then all of a sudden, fecal matter.
Yep, take a look.
Google, what have you been eating if you ever had
Google Santorum, and it's disgusting, right? Then Pawlenty, he supported cap and trade. There was nothing on the stage, and this was it, the first Republican debate. Some would say it doesn't count because, well, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich and Huckabee guy or whatever
the bigger names.
There.
The bigger names weren't there.
But I don't think Huckabee's going to run. He's shown no indication. Sarah Palin shouldn't run.
You would be know a very anything about what's going to happen. So
I only pay attention. I know as much as anybody who pays attention.
Yeah, I can't say I pay attention. So.
I'm not shaking these guys' hands or anything.
Right. Well,
they're not talking to me, I can assure you.
Well, we did talk to Gary Johnson. We have talked to Ron Paul in the past. And or just recently, Gary Johnson has really taken a hit in his with his libertarian street cred because he came out in favor of Guantanamo Bay as far as not closing it is concerned. And, of course, Ron Paul is absolutely in favor of closing Guantanamo as well as ending the military occupation around the world. And Gary Johnson kind of hemmed on that particular issue as well. His answer is...
He said he wants to look at every one of the bases or something
it's really
like that.
It was kind of a political answer.
He did say that he wants to get out of all of the wars that we're in. And I think that shows a candidate that... I think that it scares people when you say, I want to get
and
out of every one of the bases.
And avoid Pakistan, hopefully.
What's that?
And avoid getting involved in Pakistan,
I would
hopefully.
Really like to see that.
Well, so I agree with you, Mark, as far as your analysis here. I think it's really good that, first of all, that two somewhat liberty-oriented candidates are in this debate. I was telling Damo and Pete this from LibertyOnTour.com today about how those are a couple guys that are pretty adamantly against politics, and
I am
no fan of politics myself. However, I will recognize where it's valuable, and it is valuable in the area of getting the word out about liberty. Now, again, even if the messengers aren't as pure as I might like them to be, it's nice to see certain issues being brought up and discussed in these debates, which never would have happened 10 years ago. I was mentioning that, you know, a decade ago, it was the 2000 debates, or about a decade ago, it was the year 2000. Harry Brown was the Libertarian presidential candidate. Really principled guy. I'm a fan. Unfortunately, he passed away in the mid-aughts. But I would have... It would have been a fantasy to see somebody like Harry Brown actually get a chance to debate some of the Republicans or Democrats, which, of course, they always shut out the third parties. They would never allow the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or any of those guys into the actual real debates. So to see Ron Paul get in 2008 was a big deal for me. And then to see it happening again
but
now.
But he had to get in as a Republican as opposed to the Libertarian.
The deck is stacked against the Libertarian. So it's the only way you can do it.
He's playing the game and
sure he is,
did
but
so effectively.
Yeah, and it's working out. And in fact, this time around, so far, none of the candidates in the field are repeats except for Ron Paul. He's the only one who's come back around thus far. That may change, as you pointed out, Mark, but he's the only one who's come back around thus far to compete again in 2012.
Mitt Romney's going to go, isn't he?
Well, he can't win.
And that's not stopped people in the past.
Indeed,
you know?
But in the year of anti, you know, Obamacare and anti cap and trade, that's what we're going to see in 2012. Pawlenty and Romney cannot win. Both of these guys passed versions of these in while they were in office.
But he's so handsome.
He is handsome. I will not dispute that.
But my point being, right now he's not in, and
yes.
That means that Ron Paul is the only repeat candidate. So Ron Paul is the only candidate with the benefit of that kind of consistency and familiarity.
Stuff, yeah.
And usually, you know, when you run your first time, you don't win. And maybe, I'm not saying he's going to win this time, but he's getting more attention now because kind of all the bumps.
With an I told you so behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Now he's got a lot more cred, too, on the fact that he's been right about the economy. And so.
And the fact that we're still in Afghanistan, we're still in Iraq.
Well, I'm not in those places.
Well,
you mean the federal government.
Yes, but we're talking in the context of these debates.
I won't use those terms because I'm not in those places.
You're such a purist.
But anyway, so I think it's important to have him there, especially when he is saying things that really people need to hear. And I have to say, after I watched Ron Paul's performance in this debate, again, I only saw his segments, because I actually went and looked for Gary Johnson's segments, but nobody bothered to take the time to cut his segments up and put them on YouTube. So clearly, you know, Ron Paul's got that, he's also got that base of activists that's really excited behind him as well. And so after watching that, I had to go and give money to the Ron Paul money bomb over at ronpaul2012.com.
No, yeah. You did
it
not.
It was that good. It was
that
good.
Well, you know, I told you that I donated money before, and my problem was that at the Future Freedom Foundation conference, which I attended, and he was the keynote speaker, he told me to my face, I will stay in as long as there is money and I can keep going. And then
stay in the race.
Correct. Then 3 or 4 days later, he announced that he was going to be doing Campaign for Liberty and that he was withdrawing from the election. Or maybe it was longer.
But you donated big time to his campaign upon him saying that he was going to stay in, right?
I had already donated, I think, the $2,600, and then I donated another $2,600. I went to a couple lunches that were $500 a piece. So, yeah, I gave a lot of money. And the whole time, I did not think I was donating to a candidate. I thought that I was donating to spread the message of liberty, mm-hmm. and he seemed... You know, he was the ideal messenger because it was already there and he had
yep.
the attention and everything. And so I'm pleased with the fact that I was donating to that, but I wasn't pleased that he told me that he was going to stay in the race and then, you know, accepted my money and then, you know, put it into Campaign for Liberty. I wasn't happy about that.
I think there are a lot of people that are less than excited about the Campaign for Liberty, mm-hmm. especially after we've seen what's gone on for the last 4 years, which from what you can tell, Mark, has just basically been a bunch of press releases.
I'm not happy with the Campaign for Liberty's progress, but, you know.
The Federal Reserve Transparency Act, which was a big disappointment, and I thought that would be their thing.
But I've actually got an excerpt from the debate last night, which I thought was laugh-out-loud funny. So I'll play that for you and see what you think about it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Certainly, you're welcome to reflect on last night's first Republican debate, where Ron Paul and Gary Johnson, two liberty-leaning candidates, were included. Ron Paul, I think, the heaviest of the two as far as his liberty leanings are concerned.
I think he probably performed. I think that the crowd enjoyed him more.
There was plenty of applause for Ron Paul.
He got more of the poll sort of afterwards as the winner.
What did the poll end up saying?
There's a couple of polls that have called him the winner. That's all I can tell you.
Because usually when Ron Paul gets when Ron Paul's in a debate, he typically wins the post-debate poll. If it's like a user poll, if it's something to where people can go online and vote or use their text messaging. Remember last time Fox News put up this text message poll, and Ron Paul was the winner, but they just kept downplaying him. They just kept they said everything that they could to try to minimize this man, and I think that Ron Paul's going to get more respect this time around. At least if you look at the Drudge Report, which is a fairly popular news website on the internet, you look at Drudge Report, they're putting his picture up. It's Ron Paul's picture that was at the top of the Drudge Report the other day.
Also,
it's there right now.
He made a statement in the debate about gay marriage and being in supporting of people being able to do what they want with their lives.
Sure did. He didn't back down from that, by the way.
Well, he had been smeared in the past as being a homophobe and stuff like that.
He's very smart.
And racist as well.
He's very smart. He has his opinion about gay people, whatever that is, but he doesn't share that because he understands what liberty means, and he talks in this. I thought his answer to this question was great, where he's talking about how, you know, you have to allow people to be free, and he talks about getting the government completely out of marriage entirely, which is the real liberty solution, and good on him for that.
One of the most poignant moments for my daughter Aziza, because, you know, we were involved in California, Oregon, Alabama, Tennessee, and then I also went up to Pennsylvania during the last election doing campaigning for him. And my kids were on board, you know, I mean, like, they were hanging signs, you know, they hung signs for like 26 miles in Alabama. And so they were in it, too. And we went to a lunch at the at a hotel in downtown Nashville, and it was one of those $500 a person heads. So, you know, we're going up the elevator, and there are these two gay men. One was black, one was white, and they were obviously together. And the one is like, he is shaking so bad he can't fix his tie. And so his lover leans in and, "Let me fix that for you." He goes, "I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. We're going to meet Ron. Oh my gosh, it's so great, so great, so great." And my daughter was so just bowled over by the fact that there was a Republican candidate that was being supported by, you know, the gay men, mm-hmm. when historically it's not been a very friendly party to, you know, the non-white Christian right.
Yeah, and to their detriment.
Exactly. And so so Aziza asked, and she said, "So, you know, do you feel in particular that, you know, he's," and she kind of, you know, stumbled a little bit, "but that he's friendly toward gay?" And they just turned and looked at her and said, you know, something to the effect of, "He's pro-markets, and he's," you know, and they kind of rattled off things that had nothing to do with being gay, but were all about just substance, you know, issues, agendas and things. And then the other one said, "And yes, he doesn't think that the government has any right in marriage whatsoever, mm-hmm. and these are voluntary agreements between consensual adults."
Right.
Which, duh.
Yeah, and he said it last night in the debate. You know, and I believe that he's voted at some point against. He talked about voting against some bill that contains some stuff that he didn't like that would have allowed gay people to marry in Washington, D.C. or something like that. And, you know, I don't know what all these bills say. I don't know. You know, I can't say one way or the other. I think that all the candidates have some problems that were up on that stage. I think Ron Paul's biggest problem is that he's, you know, he's got some weird quotes from his Texas Straight Talk newspaper or whatever 20 years ago that are kind of
ugly.
Are those
being brought out again at this point?
They will certainly be brought out again. You can't...
Remember, he said that he didn't write those
quotes. He didn't write those. That's what his claim
back in the day. And besides that, people change. You know,
indeed.
I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago,
yeah.
or 20 years ago, or even 5 years ago. So, you know, that if that's the worst that they can find on Ron Paul, then...
Well, here's the worst they can find on him. He's 75 years old. He'll be the oldest man elected to the office if he, in fact, gets elected. That's what the worst thing is about it.
All right,
sorry.
So I'm going to play some of this audio here to give you kind of a taste of what it was like last night. This is my favorite part of
Congressman
Ron Paul.
Paul, you say that the federal government should stay out of people's personal habits. You say marijuana, cocaine, even heroin should be legal if states want to permit it. Congressman...
Oops, sorry. Now, this is typical, right? Whenever the drug war comes up as an issue... The questioner goes right to heroin. Ron Paul, are you saying there will be heroin vending machines on the streets? I mean, how many times have we heard people take it to heroin, and Ron Paul doesn't back away one iota?
Legal if states want to permit it. You feel the same about prostitution and gay marriage. Question, sir, why should social conservatives in South Carolina vote for you for president?
Well, they will if they understand my defense of liberty is the defense of their right to practice their religion and say their prayers where they want and practice their life. But if you do not protect liberty across the board, it's a First Amendment type issue. We don't have a First Amendment to so that we can talk about the weather. We have the First Amendment so we can say very controversial things. So for people to say that, yes, we have our religious beliefs protected, but people who want to follow something else or a controversial religion, you can't do this. If you have the inconsistency, then you're really not defending liberty. But there are strict rules on freedom of choice of this sort, because you can't hurt other people, you can't defame other people. But yes, you have a right to do things that are very controversial. If not, you're going to end up with government that's going to tell us what we can eat and drink and whatever. You know, it's amazing that we...
And of course, that is where we're at, right? That is the kind of government that exists today, is a government that will tell you what you can eat and what you can drink and whatever, and ban trans fats,
how much fat, alcohol, right? Whatever.
So it's there. And Ron Paul just basically calls out all of the other people that take the opposite position and lets, you know, he lets the audience know, hey, these guys aren't for liberty. If you aren't for the liberty of people to take drugs, then you aren't for liberty. And just wait until your religion is restricted, or what you want to eat is restricted, or whatever, because that is the slippery slope. So he brings in the slippery slope argument without using that terminology. And he's also kind of doing a good job of, while still answering the question, not focusing on heroin, like not... Exact, just not really zeroing in on that particular issue, but making it so that the religious, probably zealot types that are watching this, the social conservatives, as the questioner suggested, making sure that they can understand his point that, hey, look, liberty is about the freedom to choose, and the freedom to choose to be in some religion, or the freedom to choose a drug if that's what you want. I thought it was a great answer. And there's
Larry
more.
Johnson pointed out something during the debate that I thought that was extraordinarily important. The fact is, whether they like it or not, the social conservative Republicans will fall in line during the general election. It's the what matters for liberty, a libertarian type candidate, is the primary election.
Mm-hmm.
So if folks like either Gary Johnson or Ron Paul can get into the primary, it doesn't matter what the social conservatives say after that.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a little bit more to this heroin discussion, and we'll finish up Ron Paul's thoughts and take your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love, and millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for Boomers and Beyond.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring us anything you want. You're welcome to comment on the Republican debate last night, which featured both Ron Paul and Gary Johnson, two liberty-oriented candidates, relatively so, depending on how you look at things. But I have to say I saw Ron Paul's performance, and I thought he did a great job. We'll continue with an excerpt of what he had to say here in a moment. Also, want to make sure you know that you can visit us at freetalklive.com and enjoy all of our features there. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. And then if you click into the archive section, they'll take you all the way back to 2006. Late 2006, all of that is free for you. It's thanks to great sponsors like Jason Osborne and SACL CAI. Now, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, get in touch with SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. As we continue here with a little bit of Ron Paul's performance last night, I said I watched all of his clips. I'm not going to watch the whole debate. I don't want to hear what those blowhard Republicans have to say. I was somewhat interested in what Gary Johnson had to say, but nobody bothered to excerpt his clips onto YouTube as they did with Ron Paul, so yeah. Yes, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, like, watch through this debate and fast forward and try to find
Gary Johnson.
One politician. Yeah, but Ron Paul did a great job, and there was
I watched the whole thing. So I mean, it's not like it didn't get listened to by anybody on the show.
So. Oh yeah, you did. So I'm playing this excerpt here. Ron Paul answering a question about heroin. He is asked, well, you know, if you want to legalize drugs and legalize prostitution, why should a social conservative vote for you? And his answer was essentially that, look, if you care about your freedom of religion, you need to care about other people's freedoms, even if they're freedoms with which you disagree. And he is, you know, brings up the slippery slope argument in that, you know, as soon as you say yes to government controlling something that you don't like, then you're opening this big door, the Pandora's box, if you will, to where government will tell you what you can and can't eat and tell you all kinds of things that you can and can't do. And, of course, that's where That's where we're at today.
And to address the comment about the social conservatives, prior to me becoming a Christian, I was a very adamant, loudmouth agnostic who hated Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if this had been a place where free speech wasn't allowed in, you know, in terms of talking about God or religion, who knows if I would have ever come to the faith that I love so much. But it was the fact that I was just as free to say, screw God, as I was to say, praise God, mm-hmm. you know, and so that really meant a lot to me. And then, you know, even when I didn't smoke pot for 12 years, I still was in favor of legalizing, decriminalizing, whatever, you know, was going to be the best, the most liberty, the most freedom regarding what you do with your own body, simply because I wanted to be able to take the supplements I wanted to be able to take. I wanted to be able to breastfeed. I wanted to be able to do those things, which, as we've, you know, talked about on the show, have been curtailed.
Right. And this is the point that needs to be made strong and loud and clear to everyone. If you want to go after people's behavior that you don't like, that doesn't harm anyone, expect the stuff that you like to be gone after. And I don't care if it's eating Skittles mm-hmm. or skydiving or scuba diving or yep. driving, you know, your off-wheel vehicle or cross-country skiing.
Having anal sex in your own house.
Or that. Whatever it
Which is.
Which
is against the law still in some
in
states.
Some places.
Some states. There's always
in
somebody
some places,
who wants to get into your business.
I think in some places, Michelle, it's illegal to have sex outside the missionary position, but I believe that to be true. So you could correct me if I'm wrong, though. 800-259-9231. We continue here, though. Ron Paul pressed further in a moment here on the heroin question.
Lincoln, whatever. You know, it's amazing that we want freedom to pick the future, you know, our future in a spiritual way, but not when it comes to our personal habits.
Senator, are you suggesting that heroin yeah. and prostitution are an exercise of liberty?
Well, you know, I probably never used those words. You put those words someplace. But, yes, in essence, if I leave it to the states, it's going to be up to the states. Up until this...
Wait, hold on
this,
just a second. Yes, I do think that prostitution is an exercise in spiritual liberty. The fact is, take a look at most religions that existed, say, in the time of the Bible. You're talking about most of the priestesses at these places were, in fact, prostitutes.
Really?
I'm not talking
a
about
prostitute.
This is the truth.
In Greece,
wow.
there was the Diana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oracles or whatever.
Yeah.
So
wow.
that's it.
I did not know that about those old religions.
You gotta get out more.
All right, we continue here. I don't think you learn that by getting out, Mark.
All right.
You learn that by reading books and stuff.
That's yeah, well, you've got to read books and stuff.
All right, here we go. I'm too busy.
Century, you know, for over 100 years they were legal. What you're inferring is, you know what? If we legalized heroin tomorrow, everybody's going to use heroin. How many people here would use heroin if it was legal? I bet nobody would put the hand, oh, yeah, I need the government to take care of me. I don't want to use heroin, so I need these laws.
He nailed that one. I mean, yeah. Good job, Ron Paul. That 2 minutes with Ron Paul, that was enough for me to say, yeah, this was...
You wrote a check based on
yeah,
that, huh?
I cut that guy $100 based on that. I mean, it was just absolutely awesome. So here's, and then the commentator actually comes back with a zinger. The crowd pipes down.
I never thought heroin would get applause here in South Carolina.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
I mean, how about that?
But it was funny.
That never would have happened. No, I think that's yeah. what I said. It was laugh out loud hilarious to me as I was listening to that alone earlier. And wow. Like, I never would have imagined that topic being discussed in a national debate a decade ago when I was following the Harry Brown campaign for the Libertarian Party and hoping, on top of hope, that he would somehow be allowed into a debate to where he could crush these prohibitionists and these statists and authoritarians. And by the way, Ron Paul, at one point in his one of his other questions, mentions authoritarianism and essentially labels the government as authoritarian. And, you know, to have words like this and ideas like this thrown around on a national level platform is worth something to me. Now, do I think that Ron Paul's campaign staff is running his campaign as lean, as mean as possible? No, certainly not. I think that they probably wasted a lot of money last time, and they'll probably do the same thing this time. Do I think that $20 million or however many millions Ron Paul raised last time and however many more he'll raise this time? He's over $1 million at RonPaul2012.com right now, and that's just within the last 24 hours or so. So however many millions he's raised, do I think that that money could be better spent on other kinds of activism? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
But it's not going to be that.
Exactly. It's not going to be because nobody has the name recognition or the stature of Ron Paul.
Ron Paul did something amazing for the Liberty Movement in 2008.
And he's gearing up to do it even more so this time, Mark.
I think him and Gary Johnson together, you have these two prongs coming together. It adds more legitimacy.
I agree with you. It makes Ron look less
crazy. I wish they'd get together, quite frankly, instead of
they're sniping at each other.
Okay, not them as much as they're
sniping, though. Do you think my first thought was when he did not correct the commentator that he is in fact a congressman and his son is the senator? You know, that's something, you know, Ron Paul is just a really he's a class act. Mm-hmm. If you recall from the debates 4 years ago or five, whatever that was, three, any one of the other candidates would have picked up on some little thing like that,
yeah,
and, you know, drilled you kind of thing. And they did that to him. Like, you know, a mispronunciation of a word or, you know, saying Iraq instead of Afghanistan. I mean, whatever it is. They just, so do you think that he has that, enough of that, I don't want to say killer instinct because I hate, you know. But,
spunk?
He's very spunky,
yeah.
But I mean, I just think politics is
kind
of dirty.
Rudeness?
Yeah, exactly. So they say diplomacy, but it doesn't seem very diplomatic to me.
Well, for one, you know, you look bad being rude to a man who is, holds himself, comports himself in the fashion that Ron Paul does. So I think that those things, honestly, Rudy Giuliani did Ron Paul a favor when he made him the focus of his snipes. Look at what happened to Rudy Giuliani's campaign. He was the lead guy for months there before they went into New Hampshire, and he
got a
fell apart.
Full of books.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And in addition here, you can dial up toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're talking about Ron Paul, but you can talk about anything you'd like. In fact, coming up, we'll talk about Michelle, I think you want to have share some words regarding libertarian relationships and ownership of a partner. We'll get to that. But Ron Paul, just
way to take like carrot there, buddy.
Knocking it out of the park last night with his answers on a variety of pretty tough questions, where he was able to give really principled, liberty-oriented answers during a nationally televised Fox News televised debate. And the first of many, and it's just great having Ron Paul in the race. I didn't get to see any of Gary Johnson's answers because I watched the Ron Paul excerpts, and nobody had excerpted Gary Johnson. Clearly, you know, he's the new guy in the race. In fact, all the rest of the guys in the race are new compared to Ron Paul. And so Ron Paul's going to be, you know, Mr. Familiar at this point for people that paid attention in 2008. And I think it's great that he's on board.
Gary Johnson's had a couple of instances where he's trying to sort of be Ron Paul younger and more moderate, I think. You know, he's trying to take a tack that's, you know, more of a moderate libertarian approach.
And I don't think it's going to win him as many supporters.
I don't know. I couldn't say. I think that both of the candidates, Ron Paul has an incredible ability to, raise money. And Gary Johnson's younger,
it's Ron Paul's fans that had the ability to raise the money. It wasn't Ron Paul's campaign that did all that.
And what I'm the only thing I'd ever propose here is I think that they actually might have a chance at a shot at the White House if they teamed up, because Gary Johnson has executive experience.
I think you're right about that, yeah. Mark. Whether they will or not, it depends on how, I guess, it depends on how their egos, I suppose. At this point.
I don't know. And how things work out. I think that the Campaign for Liberty is kind of it's probably a pretty insular organization and doesn't want anything to do with Gary Johnson, is what I'm seeing from the outside. I don't know. But, I think it's a couple of issues that Gary Johnson hasn't been so great on. One of them was he wants to audit the Fed as opposed to ending the Fed. Mm-hmm. But frankly, Ron Paul, if you read his End the Fed book, his solution at the end is to allow alternative currencies to legally compete against the Federal Reserve, which means that, as far as I'm concerned, I'm sure Gary Johnson would not go after anybody competing with the U.S. dollar as long as they're not counterfeiting or anything like that. So I don't think that their solutions are really a big deviation between.
I see what you're saying, but Ron Paul will say he wants to end the Fed.
To end the Fed, but how do you do that, Ian?
No, I think that's a reasonable suggestion, is to allow competition in the marketplace.
It's the only way.
To end the legal tender laws would be the way to do that, right? Because right now the government has legal tender laws that mandate that anybody who has a debt, public or private, has to accept Federal Reserve notes to satisfy that debt. And ending that that mandate would go a long way, of course, stopping them from prosecuting people like Bernard von Nothaus and the folks behind the Liberty Dollar would be helpful as well.
And Gary Johnson said something to the effect that he would not shut down Gitmo, which to folks that are in the Liberty sort of movement is distasteful. Michelle, how do you feel about that?
It's a turn off for me. I don't want to support him.
Well, to just go back for one second, though, about Ron Paul and the Federal Reserve Act thing. That was really at the point when I went, that's it, I'm done. I'd been done with politics for a long time, and then I go, maybe, but then that was it. Because, I mean, I went out and got 100 friggin' signatures along with all these other people in Nashville and took them into our congressmen and wrote to the senators and called the senators, and that is the single, well, it was at one time, I'm sure it still is, it was the single most co-authored, co-signed bill of all time, mm-hmm. and yet it has not seen the floor. So, yeah,
politics is a slow, ugly game. I know. It is distasteful. You're not going to get me to say that it's, hey, this is great, because I'm not going to say that. But I think Gary Johnson has said something distasteful with saying, well, we got to keep Gitmo. I'm for keeping Gitmo.
But he had I think he's good on the immigration issue. As far as the other Republicans are concerned,
I agree. And as a matter of fact, he articulates it better than Ron Paul. Ron Paul's solution, honestly, at this point, is kind of like Gary Johnson's. But before that, it wasn't really articulated well, from what I could tell. But honestly, when I've looked deeper into what Gary Johnson had to say, I've called him and talked to him on the phone as far as this Gitmo thing. He's for military tribunals for these guys.
That's scary.
It is scary. But do you think jury trials are less scary? I mean, really, do you think that there's going to be more justice for these guys?
Guys, there are people there that were taken from their homes, taken from their jobs, taken from their schools. Mm-hmm. People like my ex-husband that have nothing to do with anything other than the fact that they're Arab.
Sure.
And they haven't been able to see their families. Yep. They haven't been allowed any legal counsel.
And they're not
even prisoners of war, because we're in an undeclared war, so they're not even given the accoutrements. Of being in war.
That much is true.
And like public trial, which is a big thing about military tribunals, is they aren't public.
They won't necessarily be public. But remember, these military tribunals are the same thing that they give soldiers, United States soldiers.
And I don't support that either.
I don't think any of these trials are going to be fair for these guys.
I agree with you, Mark. There's no doubt about that.
And Gary Johnson believes they should have had them years ago. That's
military tribunals.
Right, military tribunals. Look, you and I wouldn't be talking about this if the military tribunals happened 5 years ago or whatever when these guys were picked up. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
I understand that, Mark, but it's disturbing to me that you would defend the idea of military tribunals.
Gary Johnson doesn't believe
that
it's, in fact, legal. He doesn't believe that civilian courts have jurisdiction, and he believes that that's why the Obama administration backtracked, because it made the promise that it would do that. He doesn't want to make any promises he can't fulfill.
And he doesn't want to shut down
anything.
Gitmo.
I find it distasteful, but if that's the only solution,
for me to support Ron Paul over Gary Johnson. That's a pretty big difference.
Supporting something that can't be done because it's illegal?
I'm not sure. I don't know what
I'm
you're
telling
I'm not supporting
you. If
anything.
You let me finish what I'm saying, jumping in every time.
It's very upset.
I'm just trying to talk.
Hey, I'm full of piss and vinegar tonight. It's my turn. You just step off, buddy, because I'm all wound
up. You're defending military tribunals.
I'm not defending military tribunals.
You're defending
tribunals.
Gary Johnson's defense of military tribunals.
I'm telling you what he thinks.
Red.
What have I said? I freaking said I find it distasteful.
I see a vein, and it's about to pop out.
I've said twice, now the third freaking time, that I find
but you support
distasteful.
The candidate who supports
I'm
this.
I'm explaining to you. I'm trying to talk to him.
No, you're yelling.
He keeps on. He will not shut the F
Doesn't
up.
Doesn't it sound to you, Michelle, like he's defending the candidate who supports military tribunals?
I think he loves Gary Johnson.
I think he is.
It's okay to have a crush on Gary Johnson.
You've got a man crush.
It's okay.
I think he's a far more viable candidate than Ron Paul.
Is that because of his age?
Yes.
Okay. You
age.
Know what?
He doesn't. He doesn't have the bigot smear from 20 mm-hmm. years ago. He doesn't have that sort of.
They just haven't caught the conspiracy theory thing
where he's been on Alex Jones's show.
Ron Paul is a more viable candidate because he's got a name, and Gary Johnson doesn't.
I think these two need to get together together.
You've already mentioned that, Mark.
That's all I'm saying. And what I'm saying about the military
I'm saying if I've got to pick somewhere to put my money, I'm going to put my money behind the guy that says close down Gitmo and end the wars, not I'm going to look at each military base and decide whether or not we need it. I mean, Ron Paul is a more hardcore liberty candidate. End of story.
Yep.
His two issues, end the Fed and close all the bases and bring everyone home. Those two things alone are enough to have me go, if I had to vote, I'd vote for him.
Yeah, those are those are my two big issues when it comes to this Federal Reserve and its war.
That reminds me, I need to switch my voter's registration back to undeclared so I can go and vote for Ron Paul in the primary.
Do you have to declare in New Hampshire, or do you have to?
Yes.
In New Hampshire, In New Hampshire, you do not have to declare. You can be either a Republican or a Democrat, you can be an undeclared. And so if you are undeclared in New Hampshire, what that means is you can walk into the voting location on voting day and you can declare. So I could walk into the voting primary and I could say, all right, I'm declaring as a Republican today because I don't know if there's going to be any liberty-oriented candidates in the Democrat side, but I doubt it. I would declare.
There's not going to be any candidates on the Democrat side. I mean, if you're a registered Democrat in the state of New Hampshire, you want to be undeclared because there's not going to be a primary.
Is
really?
Kucinich,
nobody's going to challenge Obama?
No.
Really?
I mean, nobody of any
Dennis
substance.
Dennis Kucinich, I imagine, would simply
and
because.
So it'll be 1% to 99%?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know if it's going to be all that united like you say it's going to be. We'll see, I guess. But either way, you can declare when you walk in. They then hand you the ballot for the party for which you've declared. And then when you walk back out, you can undeclare again. Mm. And then you won't be on either side.
I believe you can actually declare a Democrat. You can undeclare beforehand. You have to do it beforehand. And then you go in as an undeclared. You say, I'd like a Republican ballot. You come out as a Republican, you say, I'd like to register as a Democrat on my way out the door.
You could do that, too.
Yeah,
so you could.
You could be a Democrat back on the way out
the door. And New Hampshire is one of the few states that actually allows you to register to vote and vote on the same exact day, which is also fairly unusual out there. 800-259-9231. And I tend to agree with Michelle that voting isn't going to do much of anything, especially at the federal level. But Ron Paul's in the race. Oh, God. I don't know. I did say I wasn't going to vote for federal.
Turncoat!
I did say I wasn't going to vote for federal anything
anymore.
So
two of you against me.
More coming up. The primary isn't a federal election.
That's a good point. Well said, Mark. More coming up. Free talk.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.